we will receive the 2025 construction projects. Yeah, that's what we'll get from Director Jeff Van Meteren.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commissioner Secretary Rowland. We're going to bring up a little slide here, but if you refer to item number 11 in your books there, you've got a listing of the majority of the major capital development improvement projects we're going to be doing this next year. Pretty extensive list. You'll see, as every year, we have a heavy load of road projects. Sometimes as much as 50, 60% of our budget can go towards road projects. AST, if you're not familiar with that term, that's an asphalt surface treatment. It's a chip seal, as a lot of people like to call them. We prefer to do those over mats. A whole lot more reasonably to pay that versus doing a full new mat on a road. FDR is a full depth reclamation, or basically removing the asphalt. You can see a list of all the, I'm not going to go through each project there, but we have miles and miles of, I think over 250 miles of asphalt roads in our park systems, and it's our responsibility to take care of them. There's nobody else that does that for us. So we do get $2.8 million on an annual basis of what we call collector fund money, road fund monies from the DOT. We've been doing that for, I think, fourth year. This is our fifth year. We hope to extend that program for another 5 years. But it's been a wonderful resource for us to help maintain these roads. Most of our roads are on a seven-year schedule. We do some sort of treatment to them every 7 years to maintain them. If we don't do that, they get too far along, and then we've got to put down a new mat. So try not to do that. We are always reassessing our roads, too, at this point. And those that don't need to be asphalt, we grind up and put down gravel or crushed asphalt. It's a big part of our budget there. You can see the park structures. Every year we have anywhere from one to half a dozen structures that we're replacing. They age out over time. I can't even tell the age of the Roy Lake Park shop, but I'm guessing it's somewhere 50 plus years of age. So it's just time for a new building. Pelican Lake Welcome Center. Hope with that one is actually to have staff build that one. We're going to serve as the general contractors for sure on that one. And then there's other projects there. And then we get into utility projects. We've got a big load on those right now. This is kind of a heavy year for utility projects. Normally we wouldn't have this many, but these are wonderful projects that we receive some funding for so that we can keep our facilities up. That's stuff that goes in the ground you forget about, but water lines break over time. They need to be replaced, electrical lines, just sewer lines and that kind of stuff. And then we've got a variety of other projects listed there, too. All these projects add up to a little over $24 million in projects this year. So we're going to have a heavy workload for staff, for the users. But I think the cool part of this is it demonstrates to our users that we really do keep up our facilities. The fees that we generate go right back into those parks. We're not a for-profit business. We're all about taking care of what we're tasked to be responsible for. So that's our list of projects. Maybe one other thing I would do, if Liz wants to bring that up a second, is talk to you about how we get to these projects, and then we can open it up to questions. Find that here a minute. There we go. Just a simple six-step process here that I would share with you. Simple is probably not the word our staff would use to describe this, but the steps we go through. So We have a section in our central office made up of planners and administrators that oversee our park development process. So, how does a project go from an idea to being a finished thing out in the park? Step one is field managers, for the most part, and some of our planning staff will submit a project idea with justification, scope of work, and an estimate. Road projects are the ones that are primarily done by our planning staff through our work zone project management format. We have a software package that's set up to help us manage our facilities called Work Zone. And every manager has a set of these guidelines out there that tells them how to go about this process. Talks about how to rate them, or rank them, I should say, and what all the types of information we need that gets loaded in. So we're working off of a 5-year plan. And I'll make a few more comments about that here as we go along. So park managers, district supervisors, regional supervisors rate the projects and make recommendations of where they fall. So each one of those groups has a responsibility, in their opinion, to rank that project within their district, within their region, within their park. That rolls up to the planning staff, who then takes and looks at all those projects that submit. And it's not uncommon for us to have anywhere from 200 to 300, 400 projects submitted on an annual basis. And then they look across the board at all the projects and then have to rank them compared to others. And there's different priorities. So when we talk about our 5-year plan, one of the important things I wanted to get across to you folks is it is a moving target. It's a fluid document. Every year it gets reviewed. Generally, those projects carry on. Sometimes they drop off because situations presented themselves where we no longer need that, or something else took care of that. But we're constantly re-ranking those projects on an annual basis. On the same token, all of a sudden the roof of a building really starts deteriorating that we didn't realize it was that far gone. So any kind of preventative maintenance project, as an example, is always going to rank a little higher than a new development type project. So we're always upgrading that 5-year plan. You know, some other things that come into play with these rankings priorities, both at the department and the division level. It's our budget, certainly. Is a factor in how many of those projects we can get done. Conditions assessment, public demand, field staff priorities, and then leveraging federal funding. We've got programs like DJ, Boating Safety, the Recreational Trails Program, and LWCF that all come into play, providing funds for those projects. And if we have more money in one pot, we'll do more of those projects to try to use that. We never want to leave any federal dollars on the table. So then number four, our planning staff reviews these projects on an annual basis and the recommendations with the regional supervisors, our four regional supervisors. Two of them are here today, Pat and Matt, after they've discussed the draft budget priorities with their staff. They kind of set the final draft changes. And then myself and Deputy Director Al Nedved get a chance to look at those projects. We rarely make a lot of changes, but every once in a while we do. And then we submit them as part of our final budget. So that's how it kind of rolls up. But I would tell you that quick description, there's a whole lot more to it than that. So, you know, with that, I would just open it up to any questions, whether they're about those projects or the process itself, Madam Chair.
Very good. Thank you. Any questions, comments? Commissioner Bartling.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Commissioner Bartling. Director, any of your 25 projects, do any of them fall from the flooding that happened in 2024, or anything related to that, or are these just all some scheduled as planned?
Through the chair, Commissioner Bartling. Looking on here, I don't believe we had anything significant from this. You're talking this past year? Yes. We did do some minor type repair things. We will have projects on an annual basis that just we had leftover funds or didn't get done for a variety of reasons, and we always have some kind of emergency funds on the books. But we didn't have a lot of damage this year. A few pedestals, a few culverts, but nothing significant this year as compared to previous years. And that's a great example. So I think back a couple of years ago when we had a washout of our east entrance on Lake Vermilion, and we had to put in some significant money into a new road and a culvert for that area. And that's a case where we couldn't wait, so we had to trade out some previously budgeted projects to get that one accomplished. We'd rather not do that because nobody likes those kind of emergency type projects, but occasionally we have to, just like you do with home projects too. So,
very good, thank you. Additional questions, comments? Seeing none, we appreciate all the information. Thank you, Director.
Thank you.
And with that, it does bring